Okay. So this is from Rav Kivak, Rav Nosson Kivak. Shal Bini, Shalos and Chuvos in Yanni Sfiras Omer. Okay, so let's see the Shaila, okay? So the Shaila they asked Rav Kivak was the following. Lama Marvin Kol Kach Letzok Luzchani Levakesh Dafka B'mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Shashanis Baruch Yitar Osanu B'schus Mitzvah Zu. You ever see in Sfiras Omer, like all the L'shem Yichids and stuff? You know what I'm talking about? The Harachman, Tfilas around it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right? So you don't see that by any other mitzvah. Okay, by Ner Chanukah, but that's like obvious, right? By all these, but like by Sfiras Omer, such a big deal. Mm-hmm. So he's asking him, what's the big deal? I mean, that, again, if you go to a Hasidic place, Sfiras Omer is like said with mom, just like screaming, like crying. By a tzaddikim, it takes them hours to say Sfiras Omer. By my Rebbe, Rav Matzal Zilber, he has a Siddur that in one bracha of Sfiras Omer, I saw this all the time last year. He flips around 100 pages within less than a minute, just of kavanos to be mechavein during Sfiras Omer. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's not like, what? What's going on? So that's his question. So Rav Kivak answers, Ha'emasi, shekol mitzvah mitaras mekadeshes, right? Every mitzvah you do brings kedusha upon you, right? That's what he says. Sher kedushanu b'mitzvah sevitzivanu. Shem gives us kedusha. Aval miyuchad hu mitzvah Sfiras Omer, but specific and special is Sfiras Omer. Shekol mehusa hi hisorus shal kisufin leskarav l'Hashem. Because the whole mitzias, right, the essence to what Sfiras Omer is about longing to coming closer to Hashem. That's what it means, right? B'Sfiras Omer anu sofrim umonim. You want to ask?
It's coming because you're going to get the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean that,
so you're
that,
getting closer to Hashem.
Right, because it's a build-up. Again, the Matzias, what it is, Sfiras Omer is a build-up, right, not a countdown, a build-up to Matan Torah. So part of Matan Torah represents, like how do you have a Devekas to Hashem?
The Torah?
Right, exactly, through the Torah. Right, it says, the Zohar says like this, right? We have to get ready for Lag Bomer. Right, so we have to learn Zohar. Lav Dafka, but why not, right? So the Zohar says that the concept, it goes that Kutchabrichu Oraisa V'Yisrael Chadhu, that Hashem, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are one. So what does that mean? So the way Sfarim say it is that Al Yidei Klal Yisrael learning Torah, you become Davak to Hashem. And you become one with Hashem, right?
Yep.
So that's the longing. Now the longing is to come close. That, again, I wouldn't say that I'm on the same level as Rav Chaim Kanevsky is. He's for sure more Davak than me. Why? Because he has much more of a dvek, he's much greater in Torah, and he has more longing for it also. So the nekuda is that we're longing to get closer. But again, there's levels of dvekas. Like just as you would say, let's say you have the Rebbe of the yeshiva. So now, everyone has a different relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Some people want to be close to him, so therefore they're closer. So same thing with Hashem. Those who want to be closer, they're going to get closer. So that's what Sfiras Omer represents. It's the time of longing to come closer to Hashem. B'Sfiras Omer anu sofrim umonim es hayamim b'tzipia, right? We count the days with a longing. Tzipia means like there's a concept called tzipisa Yeshua, longing for gula. So you count the days with a longing. The kabbalas haTorah, a longing for what? To be makabel, to get the Torah. Kizehu hakli haikari lekabbalas haTorah ritzonos v'kisufim. He says, what's the greatest way to get Torah? Is built on your ratzon for it, and your kisufim is your desire for it, right? Mean that's the best thing. Through the ratzon, for example, imagine if a husband and wife are just married, but they have no ratzon hanging out with each other. They have no desire to be with each other. They have no desire to do anything together. Then they're married, but like there's nothing special going on there, right? It's that they have a ratzon to see each other, right? So do here with Hashem. It's our ratzon builds that. Liharos l'Hashem yisbarach she'anu be'emes, to show Hashem that be'emes rotzim oso, that we want Hashem. Mechakim u'metzapim l'skarvilov, that we want to come closer to him. V'lachin, move on. Lama marbim l'spal l'vakesh b'meis fiyas ha'omer. Sher shayis baruch yikar v'osam l'ilov. Gizeh mitzvah ba'atma. Right? So therefore, now you'll understand why in Sfiras Omer we say so many harachman, so many l'shin l'michad, so many ribonish olams. Why? Because that's the whole mitzvah. It's to come closer to Hashem. That's why it's such an avoda by people. That's why by tzaddikim, he quoted earlier, but tzaddikim, throughout the day, they would remind themselves, Hayom Shiva Asar Yom Shehem Shtei Shavos V'Shlosh Yomim Lomer. They'd count again during the day, without a bracha, just to remind themselves that, oh, today's a day of coming close to Hashem. Valkein, B'Shas Sfira, Hu Isoris Gadol. At the time that you count Sfiras Omer, it's a major time of awakening. V'Shtokikus, and a longing, a desire, Nimratz, on such a high level, Me'od L'Hashem Yisbarach. Like Rav Nosson Breslover quotes in Kutelachos. So the ikar point of Sfiras Omer is the longing to come close for Kedusha. V'lachin, therefore, Tishtadel me'od linatzel osam regam yikarim shel svira. Person, what does tishtadel mean? Tishtadel, you should like be mishtadel, work very hard. What's linatzel? You know natzel?
It's to save.
Oh, very good. To save, like Atzala. To save these precious moments when you can't Sefer Omer. Not just to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kenei Chalam, Mishra Gizom, Mitzvah, say it with Kavana, with a fire, with a Ratzon. Ki, Ba'osam Rega'im, at these moments, Nasim Tikunim Noraim, Ba'olamos Elyonim. I mean, what we were just talking about, that you affect it. You have to realize, you're shy after this. When you can't Sefer Omer, you're fixing stuff in the higher spheres. V'tire es Sidurei HaMikubalim. Oh, this is what I'm talking about, right? By Rav Matal. Look at the sidurim of the mikubalim. Kama kavanos yesh rak al hamilim habodus shel sfira. Just on one word of sfira somer. Look at this. Not that I'm a mikubal, but I just happen to have this sefer that has the minyan because it fires me up. This is one day of counting sfira somer. Look at this. In this sidur over here,
this is the kavanos.
Yeah. Right, look, in the sitter that's right there.
I don't actually, what does that mean?
I'll explain it to you in a second. But if you look in that sitter over there, all 49 days of Sefiras Omer are on one page. In this sitter that we're looking at right now, all 49 days, each day has a page for itself. Yeah, look, here, I'll show you. It's just cool to see this. Right? Mm-hmm. This is the bracha. Baruch Adah Hashem. That's the bracha. And this is the day. I mean, these are all, again, if you're a Mekubal, not that I fully understand these, right? But if you're a Mekubal, then this is what's going on. One page per day. Mm-hmm. Look how much is here. It's incredible. No, I'm telling you, if you get your hands...
But what is, like...
This is Shemos in Kabbalah.
And so what, you're supposed to, like, not read, like look at it?
Look at them. Again, for us, we don't know what this means. For me, the main reason that I have this sitter is because like it fires me up to know that there's something much deeper going on here. And again, little by little, when you learn a little bit more, you understand a little bit more, right? Like I would say, I understand this page more than I did last year now, right? But it just fires you up to know that what's going on. Look at what, there's something going on here, mm-hmm. right? I'm telling you, I remember looking at my Rebbe's sefer last year, Rav Matal Zilber, and Rav Rubenstein. One word, it was like, for one word, for the word like Hashem, it was like seven pages. What is going on there? I don't know, but there's something there. And that's what's going on in Sefiras Omer. That there's something really going on here, right? The afsha anu sofrim bepshitas, but again, us, me and you, who we don't. It's not that. Of course, we want to do this, but we don't know it, so we count it simply. We just say the day, right, with a fire. Aval kevan shanu mikusharim letzadikim. Since we're connected to tzadikim, right, we're learning sifrei tzadikim. Bevadai shenasim od yoser v'yoser tikunim ha'idei ha'sfir shalanu. Therefore, you have to realize that what? The fact that you're shaykh to tzadikim, the fact that you're learning the Kutub Maran every night, shows that what? That you have shaykhs to Sefiras Omer. Shows that you have shaykhs to making tikunim in Sefiras Omer.
Just because you're shaykh to a rabbi.
Yeah, because you're shaykh to the tzadik. And therefore, you connect yourself to the tzadik. You're connected to the tzadik. Which means that what? That you're connected to deeper inyanim. Right? The way it works also is that once you're connected to the tzadik, you have to realize that you have an achrayas, you have a responsibility to hold yourself to higher madrega, and B, you have to realize that means that it goes like this, that I'm trying to think of an example, that you know a person a lot of times around by who his surroundings are, yeah. So by Hashem, the surroundings of the tzaddik are the people who are close to the tzaddik. For example, let's just say you're being mekusher to Rabbi Nachman every night, so it means that you're shaykh in Shemayim to the class of Rabbi Nachman, which means that what Hashem looks at you like, ooh, you're a big person, so I'm going to listen to your Sefiras Omer, and that's what's going on, right? V'lachein tira la mod misafer dakos mispar dakos, right? You should see that you should be there for a little bit. Le'orer es haritzonos hamitim sheish kevar bilib chalesh mispar, right? And awaken that before you go and count it, right? Say, Hashem, I want to come close to you so badly. I want to be mistabik to you. V'tomer b'peh mali. Say it out loud. Fully. V'tevakesh and beg Hashem, v'tischanin and beseech Hashem, she'yazor lo l'eskarev v'schadshus l'toras v'kdosha. That Hashem, I want to have sheikhs to your Torah. I want to learn Torah. But not just learn it as like my wife was asking me tonight. She said she was in a class last week. She went to some class. And in that class, or whatever it was, right, there was like a woman who was there. And like everyone introduced themselves. And the woman said that, oh, I'm actually studying to be a rabbi. And my wife was like, huh? What? And the next lady also said, oh, I'm studying to be a rabbi. What? Be a rabbi? So Nakudi is that, what does it mean to bring the rabbi? Because they see Torah as a chachma. Mm-hmm. Just as you have doctors, you have mathematicians, mm-hmm. so by them also you have rabbis. But for us, our longing isn't to be just become a rabbi. Our longing is Torah Kedosha, to be mizdabik to Hashem, dveikus to Hashem. Right? Limso b'chol pam es a shvil anachon shecha. Right? To find the derech, shvil is a path, to find the path to come close to Hashem. Vida, and understand. Vaha amen, and believe. Shekol nekuda shakisufim yishtokus, that every little bit of ratzon that you have, tfilos, any tfilah you have, tachanunim, and begging of Hashem, paulim odamala, it works above. It does work above. Ubevadai. Shekol bakasha v'chol ratzon ola lenachas tnei Hashem yisbarach. That every single bakasha that you ask from Hashem, and every single ratzon you have, goes up to Shemai before Hashem. Like the Zohar says, leis raiva tav deis avid. Says there's no ratzon tov that's ever lost. Every ratzon tov counts. Every single one. V'tiyeh chazak me'od. Be very strong. V'midas habitachon. And in your trust and your belief. Shebevada shayech shenekabel hezgalas chadasha b'torah b'schus eilu akizuvim v'atfilos. And to believe that one, that ayidei my tfilos, ayidei my ratzon, my longing, I'm going to come closer. And I'm going to have more of a dveikus in Torah. Says, and that's what Sfiras Omer is about. It's about being more that ratzon to come close. Mm-hmm. And to realize that it's that zman of the year. That literally, Kabbalah's Torah is our marriage to Hashem. It says in Shir HaShirim that B'yom Chasunaso. So B'yom Chasunaso, the Gemara in Tainis, I think, says, B'yom Chasunaso, the Pasuk says, B'yom Chasunaso, uv'yom Simchas Libo. Yeah?
Is what?
It's a Pasuk. It says, the day of his wedding, the day of his Simcha. So the Gemara in Tainis says, B'yom Chasunaso, what's that talking about? B'yom Chasunaso, Zumat and Torah. Because that's when Hashem and Klai Yisrael Kivyachol got married. Mm-hmm. Right? Uv'yom Simchaso, I think, Zuyom Kippur. Zu Yom Kippur, Simchasar, I'm not sure which one. Right? But it's the day we become married to Hashem, Kiviyachol. Mm-hmm. We become Davak to Hashem. So now, what it represents, like the Ben Yishchai says in Halacha, says when you say Karbanos in the morning. So if you say Karbanos, if you get the chance to say Karbanos, when you say Kitores. So it's this week's parsha also, right? Kitores. When you say Kitores, there's 11 spices on Kitores. It says each one you should say, you should count it. Right? One, two. Each one you say, count it with your right hand, count it. It says, why? Because when you count something, it means more to you. It becomes more chashiv to you. Sfiras Omer, why are we counting so much? Because we're counting up to our wedding, and when we count it, it shows it's special to us. And now the way it was, according to how you count, shows how excited you are for it. So you count, don't just count like everyone else counts. Fire. Use my sitter if you want. I'll show you how to use it. I'll show you how to navigate your way in it. Use the sitter. It'll fire you up. The Iker is before Sfiras Omer. Take 10 seconds and say, Hashem, I don't know what Sfiras Omer is. I don't know what any Sfiras, I don't even know anything. I don't even know what Baruch means. But I just want to come close to you. Help me come close to you. And then say the Baruch. And that's the avodah. That's realize that these days are big days, not just to waste them away. To use them to enter in.
Shkoyach.
Seyat the Shemaya.